Are people leaving New Jersey in droves? One study suggests so, citing that twice as many people left the state in 2018 than came here. WBGO Scott Pringle reports.
Well, we've heard it over and over. High property taxes, lots of traffic, and an expensive state to live in. Governor Phil Murphy admits it's not easy here in New Jersey.
We'll never be the low-cost state to live in or do business, but we will, if it kills me, we will be again the good value for state, for good value for money state. Okay, so I know I pay a premium to be there, but I get a rich basket of stuff back. Most importantly, education, quality of life, safety, security, an environment that you want to live in and raise your kids.
But according to one study, people are leaving. A moving company called United Van Lines tracks moves throughout the nation annually. It shows New Jersey last year had a higher percentage of people leaving than any other state in the nation. The company says of moves involving Jersey, 66% were folks packing their bags for elsewhere, while just 33% were people moving in.
This state, contrary to folks who suggest otherwise, is actually growing in population. It's growing at a very small rate. I'd like to see it growing at a healthier rate.
Government census data estimates there's only been a 1.3% population increase in New Jersey from April 2010 to July of last year. Now, the moving company's study shows of the people leaving the Garden State, 68% say it's because of jobs or retirement. President of the New Jersey Realtors Association, Eileen Horowitz, is skeptical of this study that shows twice as many people are leaving the Garden State than coming in.
I think the numbers were slightly skewed. I don't see a mad exodus out of our state. The housing market was very strong in 2018. I see moving forward into 2019 is also a very strong market. I think people leave New Jersey as they leave any state for various reasons. Relocation, kids move so they follow their kids. Warmer climates, but I don't find that we're having that many people leaving the state in a mad exodus.
So you're not buying this study here?
I just feel that, again, New Jersey is a growing and thriving economy.
Horowitz says the median house sales price rose 3.6% from 2017 to 2018.
We're coming into 2019. All areas show there's buyer demand and that we feel that the market still can continue to be a steady market.
Gabrielle from Belleville will not be buying a house here in New Jersey.
It's crowded. I mean, everything's like rising and rising every year. The cost of insurance, everything around here. So
you're here, though.
I'm here, but I'm looking to get out eventually. Buy a house, and I'm not going to buy it up here because it's just way too expensive.
Where are you going to go?
Maybe Pennsylvania. I used to live in South Carolina. Not here. Too much.
But Michelle from Kearney says it's worth it here.
I don't think I could ever leave New Jersey. The food is incredible. The environment's incredible. You have New York. There's a lot that you can do here. There's mountains that you can go to. We'll go hiking, kayaking. A lot of people love the Jersey Shore. This area is incredible.
Doug Candell is a small business owner, strongly thinking about moving. He runs Fletch Paper Products out of Patterson.
Our taxes are very high. We also have rents, which are higher than our competition in other states.
He says he's cut everywhere he can over recent years to make up for an increase in cost in doing business here in New Jersey.
We have no buffer left. We're right up against being a break-even business.
Many of Doug's employees are making the minimum wage, and they're going to get a significant pay increase over the coming years. That's because a $15 an hour minimum wage law was just signed by Governor Murphy, and it's set to go fully into effect in 2024, but it's too much for Doug to handle. He's now looking to move his business to Pennsylvania.
Vendors that are in other states that aren't going to have these massive increases to their cost basis. Their prices are going to remain level, and ours are going to have to go up to compensate for the fact that our labor costs are going so high. It makes it difficult to impossible for us to remain here.
Republican State Senator Anthony Bucco has been in government for decades.
Well, what's your reaction to this United Van Lines study here?
We're very, very concerned, and it shows that what is happening in the state of New Jersey is that becoming unaffordable. People cannot afford to stay here, especially retirees that are coming about and only having a limited income.
Governor Murphy's predecessor, Chris Christie, made property tax relief one of his signature goals while in office. Back in 2010, he signed a bill into law capping property tax increases at 2% annually.
And it did keep taxes down. Before that 2% cap was put on, taxes were increasing 7, 8, 9% a year. And it's worked. I would hope that the governor will consider keeping that.
That cap has expired, and it's unclear if Murphy's administration is going to bring it back.
We're working aggressively. We've got two shared services czars. We're looking at everything. We're funding public education, which is a huge weapon toward property tax relief.
Murphy's in the middle of ambitious plans to try and make the Garden State a more attractive place, and that includes pumping more money into education, revamping NJ Transit, and overhauling the business tax incentive programs. But it may mean taxpayers are going to fork over even more in what's already one of the most expensive states in the nation to live in.
We continue to be a state of choice for that family that is still working and raising kids and want to put them through public education.
Scott Pringle, WBGO News.